mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're live, and it is already the eighth day of April, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. That's right, I am now taking on a fourth hour of syndicated radio. But for the next few weeks, for the time being, you will hear the fourth hour, basically commercial free, as we develop and hone the fourth hour. It will have live video feeds on myself, my guest in studio, a document cam, a video feed where I can play video clips and audio clips, a computer screen feed, and much, much more. And then we're going to be taking these feeds every day after the show within a couple hours and posting that fourth hour up on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members who may not have had a chance to watch the fourth hour as it's streamed. Now, of course, everybody can listen for free to the internet audio of the fourth hour. So for now, it is an internet radio show in the fourth hour. We already had three affiliates call yesterday when I mentioned we're going to have a fourth hour call and say that they want the fourth hour. And so, yes, you will hear the fourth hour on the GCN radio network a few weeks down the road. But right now, we are beta testing this fourth hour live. And let me tell you, I went wild yesterday in the fourth hour. I went even over. I did 1 hour and 24 minutes extra. So 4 hours and 24 minute radio show yesterday. But I'm going to control myself in the future. It's going to be a 4 hour radio show. I can't turn it into a 4.5, a 5, a 6 hour radio show. And I dig a little wild on the show yesterday, making some to think that this is going to be some type of Howard Sternian type fourth hour. It's not. And I apologize for my behavior. I have to be honest with you. When I'm eating five huge meals a day and drinking a few beers at night and smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, I'm more relaxed and docile. But I haven't worked out like this in 10 years, and I've been running twice a day. Some days lifting weights, swimming, and I'm totally addicted now. I finally got back into the addiction mode of working out. I'm losing about 2 pounds a day. I'm completely crazed, and I probably shouldn't even be on radio. I mean, normally somebody can flip me off in traffic, and I don't even care. A couple days ago, it was like I was a teenager again. Somebody cut me off and flipped me off for no reason, and I almost ripped the steering wheel off the column. So Lord knows what's going to happen here. I've just got to completely control myself. I forgot why I don't like being in shape, because I like why I like being a happy blob, because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm crazed now. I mean, you think I'm crazed when I'm in a docile, porcine-type mode, pinniped-type mode. Well, this is the old Alex Jones, and I'm totally addicted. I can't wait to 3 o'clock to get out of here and go jog. I'm so addicted to working out again, I just happened to click about a month and a half ago. The other times I tried, it would never click like it used to when I was really young. Normally I want to stay and work, and now I'm like really lusting is the word after leaving and jogging and running till I in the woods till I pull over to the side and vomit because I'm going to have a six-pack stomach again, and my eyes are going to bulge out of my head again. All right, excuse me. Man, my testosterone level is just spiking. This weekend, I'm going to go do some full-body weightlifting, power clings and stuff. Totally weak, of course. Probably like 150 pounds. But that's how big things start, and I am going to get in the old mode, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm announcing it, throwing down the gauntlet. I'm going to weigh 180 pounds from 250. I weighed 270 a month and a half ago when I started. That's right.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Taking off the gloves, pulling down all the stops, strap yourselves in, get ready. You just found it. You just parachuted right into the front lines of the info war. I'm Alex Jones. I have awakened tens of millions globally with your help, and we will go on to wake up billions together. All right, here is the news that we have in front of us today. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq indefinitely. We'll cover that. Homeland spy satellite plan ignores Constitution. Well, it's just a GD piece of paper, according to Bush. Foreign banks flee Spanish property debt. That's right, the mortgage crisis spreads globally. U.S. jobless figures, the specter of a new depression. Folks have dug up the transcripts of Charlton Heston on national television supporting the 68 Gun Control Act. I've got comments on this, and I'm going to cover it and talk about it today. And more on Heston as we remember him this week. Rabbi says life of one yeshiva boy worth more than 1,000 Arabs. This is out of Ynet News. You know, last night I sent this to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson, and they posted it on Infowars.com. And people are in the comments section saying, this site better stop this. This is anti-Semitic. They'll think we're all anti-Semitic if you post this. This is a major Israeli newspaper and magazine. This is an Israeli news story. Okay, and I've protested the Ku Klux Klan, I've protested Mecho and La Raza, and I have always protested the fact that large sectors of the Israeli population openly say that everyone but them are animals. And it's very sad to have to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it. And to the people that are so programmed against discussing this, we just need to face the facts that most groups are tribal, most groups think everybody else is subhuman, and this is how the globalists control us and manipulate us. And it's just terrible when Pastor Hagee says that he rejoices every time he hears about a Palestinian child being killed. That's a quote. And it's disgusting when they have televised programs in Israel where these types of things are said, and then we're not supposed to talk about it. But it's also distasteful, the people that basically say Jews are evil and their own species of evil, and that evil comes from Jews only. We would have a utopian world system if they didn't exist. That is not the case. So we'll break that down today. Just like all Mexicans in the U.S. aren't La Reconquistas saying all whites need to be killed, but a large section is. And so I'm forced to talk about it. And I don't like it, but I have to just tell it like it is. So I'll talk about race today. That is just some of the news that I have here in front of me. I never got to this yesterday like I should have. Web could collapse as video demand soars. I want to get into that some today. And then they also, in out of the same newspaper, tell you in relation, they have a link to a similar article they wrote days before that says superfast internet may replace World Wide Web. So see, oh, the web's going to collapse, so don't worry, there's a replacement, as I've been telling you for 6 years now. Not because I'm smart, not because I have a crystal ball, I actually read what the industry says. Here's an example of that. Hundreds of thousands of business owners and executives. You can even own a small business like I do. And you get on the CEO and manager list, and every day I get magazines like this in the mail. I mean, every day this stuff comes in. And I've been on one of these lists about 7-8 years. You know, this stuff's been coming in since about 99. Man, how time flies. Finance and development. This is a industry specialist slash CEO manager specialized type publication. The general public doesn't read this. Global governance. And we had this mailed into us. A listener also mailed us a copy of this. So somebody else out there saw, thought this was important. Global governance, who is in charge? Then you read it, and they admit we're under a global government. Now, that's one thing for those that are seen as the establishment, the 100 or 1,000 so small and medium-sized business owners in the U.S. And then you get into more elite publications that the CFR puts out that are public but not highly circulated, and it's even worse, the things they talk about. And then you try to tell the man on the street what's going on, they just laugh at you. But that's how I knew about Internet 2 6 years ago, was I was reading Internet industry publications and technology publications that were mailed to me, because the establishment mails this out to basically anybody that owns a technology company or an Internet business of any size. And it's their PR. It's their propaganda. It's how great it is. Oh, we're going to, within the next 10 years or sooner, this is about 6 years ago, shut the internet down. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to force everybody over to it. But it's going to be really profitable for the select few, and it's going to be faster for everybody. And you're going to have your personal computing info, the general public will, on a remote server. And you'll just have a template that dials into it. And Everybody's going to have subdomains on larger 100 domains, 50 industry, 50 government / university. And then I said, I better go read what Internet 2 is. So I Googled it and found their meetings in Chicago and London and Austin, and every year they have them. And they openly talk about how they're going to take the Internet away from you, and it's not going to be the free Internet anymore. It's not going to be what it's been. So let me now just briefly break that down. Then I'm going to get into Jesse Ventura saying that the American people have a right to armed rebellion against the tyranny of this government, which is in the Declaration of Independence. And then we're going to have wide open phones today. Take a lot of calls in the second, third, and fourth hour. That's right. We now do a fourth hour. Ted Anderson called me yesterday and he said, listen, I want to put your show on right now on the network in the fourth hour. And I said, no, Ted, hold off. I don't even want to step on people's toes. If people don't think they need to move their shows up later, that's fine. In fact, I'll just rent a Star Guide myself or whatever. Ted's welcome to run his ads over it, or we'll do something like that. And I'm kind of having fun. I know a lot of stations want it, and you're going to get it. In fact, I need to call shortwave and see if they'll pick up the fourth hour WWCR. And that's all going to come in time. But 75% of the public have computers and are connectable, and so you can tune into the fourth hour now via Infowars.com, the streams that are there on the site. But Ted is chomping at the bit to get the show. He goes, no, I'm picking it up. I'm like, no, don't move it, Ted. Just let people figure it out for themselves. And I think Deagle's already called up wanting that common sense approach. But But again, a fourth hour of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, with video cams here in studio. We beta tested it, had a few glitches the first 10 minutes with the video cams, but then it was up and running great after that. And yesterday's show has been up, but we haven't posted it yet. Yesterday's show and today's show will be up this afternoon for you, and then 5 days a week you're going to have the show up there. Now, a few days a week sometimes. Some days I'll do 5 days a week, some days I'll do 3 days a week. I'd say on average, I'll probably not do 5 or 6 shows a month live in that fourth hour because we're going to give you special original video never before seen. Like later this week, I'm going to play just about 5-10 minutes. I'm not sure right now. We're editing it together from the upcoming JFK film I'm making. You'll have a live sneak peek in that fourth hour. Man, isn't the web wonderful? Breaking the monopoly of the big corporations whose media empires are literally imploding, whose news propaganda empires are imploding, whose newspaper propaganda empires are falling apart in front of us, collapsing, as they just keep schlepping their lies and it falls flat on their face. So what are they going to do? Well, it's just like what England is doing and now the U.S. and Germany. They take an existing road and they make you put a transponder in your car and they tax you to drive down the main roads. The BBC reported, 3 days ago, that the average cost will be £54, 50-plus pounds per day to drive into London. And they said, don't worry, it's only going to be £20 a day driving in the rest of the country. Every road will have a transponder on it. Every car will have it. Every road, you will be taxed. And San Francisco was doing this 7 years ago. They will track everywhere you go with the transponders, and now it's coming out all over the country. The police are doing that. You don't have a cell phone. They just dial in and track your transponder from point to point, and so they know every 300, 400 yards or so where you're at. All Big Brother, all Pentagon design. And they turn your car into a literal taxi cab. The Texas Department of Transportation said 3 years ago that it will be $165 to drive from Austin to Dallas and back. One way, I guess, would be, what's half of 160-something? $80-plus dollars. And that's just a start. Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about Internet. But see, they all have the same tricks. They're going to put taxes on it, kill net neutrality. Let me tell you about it when we get back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Tell them, woman.
You made my mind. Now I'm strong.
Listen how beautiful that voice is. Crank her up.
Straight on for you. And now I'm
All right, as much as I like it, we got to cut it out. Coming up, Senator Arlen Specter confronted on magic bullet theory. Absolutely amazing. We're going to be playing the audio of that video. This is up on jonesreport.com. We'll be discussing that. Getting back to Internet 2, then I'm going to come back with the Jesse Ventura news. And then, of course, the new info. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq forever. Of course, we told you about that before the war. But now that's finally breaking into news. Now the media is being allowed to report on all this. I don't know why. We could debate that. We could discuss that. Well, I do know why to a certain extent. To ask the question is to generally get the answer if you actually think about it. But what they're going to do is a combination of things. There are hundreds of main hubs and switches for the Internet. And the Internet 2 people, which is the international private corporations who set the standards and then basically order government to adopt those standards. And they have government and the heads of all the Fortune, 100 technology companies. They're all there. You can go read the transcripts, the meetings, type in the Internet is dead, Internet 2. They put that announcement out every year. You'll see hundreds of articles with that in the headline or in the story. That's their slogan. And they talk about how they're letting the web grow, how the government created it. Now it's the government's right with the elites to take it back over. And they say that they're going to let the hubs break down and fall apart. And that the universities and institutions and government facilities and private corporations that are upkeeping the main hubs are just going to have government change the law where they don't even have to provide connectivity and cross-through of data. But they say that's not enough. They're just not going to upgrade them, and that it's their right that when that stuff breaks to just not offer it. But they say before they can get to that point, they've got to get Internet 2 up and get more people using it, which they're now doing. And it's hyper-fast. I mean, high-definition TV, movies, music in, perfect sound quality, live performances, data transmission, just they're working on holograms where somebody's projected, they've been doing this for decades, as a hologram on the desk where you have virtual meetings where everybody's in the room. This is all coming. It's a three-camera shoot on a simple computer platform. Movies, within about 10 years, you're going to have theaters or sooner nationwide where you go in and it's a 3D hologram movie. That's why you don't ever hear about James Cameron anymore. He took his $5 billion, and that's all he works on, all he does, 24/7. And I know people that have been inside the secretive areas, not just the public areas. It's unbelievable. It makes the holograms in fiction movies like Star Wars look like child's play. I mean, I remember being a little kid going to Disneyland and going to the haunted house, and they had 3D ghosts that were 3D flying around. That's 40-year-old technology with projectors, but I'm digressing here. So they're going to tantalize you onto the new web where there's, well, I'm going to finish up when we get back. We'll get into Ventura. We'll get into the war. There's just so much. And I'm really going to try to cover all the news first today, then take a bunch of your calls. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, fivestarsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the 1 in 4 who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., 4 hours. Up on our game, ladies and gentlemen, never backing down, engaging the New World Order at point-blank range. Poetry, is it not? I love it. And you don't need to wonder, you're too high. My love, the pleasure's mine. I think I'm crazy on you. Crazy on you. Let me go crazy, crazy on you. Oh. Okay, let's get back into Internet 2. How they're going to shut down the Internet. See, it's just like you domesticate a hog. You've got wild hogs on your property, and they're very destructive. I mean, a group of 10, 15 hogs, sometimes they're in bands of 30, 40, 50. The biggest I've seen is about 50. They'll come in an entire cornfield, an entire field of soybeans. It could be anything. They will just destroy it. They just turn the ground over like tractors. And even domesticated pigs in a few generations grow long hair, big tusk. They go wild. And you've got to trap them or they'll destroy your property. And they've just type in Texas infestation wild hogs. I mean, they're destroying everything. There's coyotes running wild everywhere. There was one by our house the other day. Freaking the neighbors out. They think it's like a wolf that's going to eat them. It's pretty funny. They will eat your house dogs and cats, though. They'll even attack big dogs. group of coyotes will, and they'll eat it. But not usually people. Wolves do attack people, though. But I'm already digressing here. How did I start talking about Internet 2 and get off into invasive species? You see, I start talking about the Internet and how they're going to take it over, and then I start talking about toll roads, how they put tolls on existing roads, because it's a parallel. It's the same system. Oh, yeah, I got off into invasive species because they treat us like wild hogs, or how any animal was domesticated. How do you think our ancestors 6,000, 7,000 years ago began domesticating horses? Well, they started feeding them. They started getting them up near their camp. They started building little corrals and then putting food out each day till the horses came in and felt safe there, and then they would close the door. And then they would, over the next month or so, give the horse more food, take care of it, basically train it to the point of where man finally got on the back of the horse. Now, some anthropologists and the behaviors that study human interactivity with domesticated animals will say that more likely a big cat or something would kill a mother horse, and that then humans would capture and domesticate a baby colt and then take care of it and raise it. And that's certainly how dogs, that's certainly how we brought wolves in. A puppy's cute. Even a wolf puppy is very cute. And so we know that's how that happened. But this is the opposite domestication. This is the elite, because humans are predators, and this is an elite that operate as predators, and they're using us, the suboids, to use a Frank Herbert term. He also coined prison planet, ladies and gentlemen. That's where I got the term. Not from the ridiculous Scientologist, as some say. I got it from Frank Herbert and his prison planet. The prison planet where people were sent by the Padishar Emperor. I'm already digressing. So, the way you domesticate, well, you're not wanting to domesticate the wild hogs. You want to get them into the pen to kill them. But it's the same thing for domestication of goats, sheep, chickens, bovine. That's how they got the water buffalo and others, which is the same thing as a cow, just wild. It hadn't been bred yet. Hadn't been genetically selected for being docile, having a lot of meat on its bones. You trick the hogs to come in to the fenced area, and you got a timer on the fence. And so you've got a grain dispenser, or if you want to lure them in, maybe something that dispenses sugar cubes, a type of range cube with molasses. And the gate's open, and for a month it spews out some sugar cubes when the gate doesn't close, because at first little stupid piglets are going to run in there, and sows are going to run in there, and the big boar who normally runs things, the biggest, fattest, meanest one, he'll even nuzzle them and gripe at them and squeal at them and tell them not to go in, but they'll finally go in and eat, and he'll see that they're eating and see that it's safe, and he'll finally go in after a few weeks. Then the timer goes off and the gate shuts. Now, you've got to, for a couple weeks, though, not knowing when they're finally going to take the bait, you got to be waiting in a pickup truck down the road and show up 5 minutes after the timer goes off, because the pigs will go crazy and start ramming it, they'll dig under it, and they'll get out. And you got to jump out with your semi-automatic rifle and run up and shoot them. And by the way, for the animal lovers, don't be stupid. Did you know wild hogs eat baby fawns? They eat baby deer. And they also drive the deer out and destroy their habitat. It's an invasive species, environmental fools. This is real environmentalism. It's nothing, believe me, it's not fun shooting 15 hogs as they squeal with gouts of blood squirting in every direction, and then having to load them on the backs of trucks or drag them with tractors in, and then give them to locals who butcher them. The local poor do butcher them and do eat it. Well, I just ate some a few weeks ago when I was out visiting family. The problem is hogs are so smart that all of them never go into the pen. And then once the rest of them have seen that, they never go in again. The hogs destroying our property now will not go into pens, will not go into the traps. It's the smartest land animal next to humans and the elephant. Porcines are smart, ladies and gentlemen, and they're like twice as smart as a dog. Their nose is many times better than a dog's, and they're vicious, and they're just unstoppable. So, but I've already digressed. The point here is that's what's happened with internet. They build the internet, they let you use it, they let you get addicted to it. And they, the social planners, and I'm not saying their gods are perfect, I think they've miscalculated, wrote 30 years ago, I've just now been discovering this stuff, that they were going to build it, let us have it, and then take control of it and use it as World Wide Web was called by the NSA World Wide Wiretap. World Wide Wiretap. And the globalists want everything interconnected where no nation can stand against another. So there's just this global financial oligarchy above it. And they believe the web is going to tie us all together, which it's doing. And they predicted there'd be free speech and flash mobs and people waking up, though not to this level. So what they're going to do is let the old hubs break down and let there be more and more failure. And they've been saying this for at least 4 years. I've learned about it 6 years ago, but for 4 years they've been saying, as the connectivity breaks down, even if governments say they've got to have net neutrality because the population forces it, 90%+ of people in major polls want net neutrality. Even Ron Paul changed his position on that and finally figured out what it meant. They'll say, hey, we don't have to provide this. We're on this new system. And on that new system, you will have, say, universityoftexas.edu/Infowars or /Fox News or /Gov. And they will decide if you're allowed to have a website. It'll be like MySpace, but more controlling. What videos you can post, what bulletins you can send out. Everything is moving towards forcing you onto their hubs where it's like Dig, where they can censor what they want, or where you notice my bulletins most of the time. Everybody points out, and MySpace has admitted it in memos they've put out. They've told people, yes, this is a band. Alex Jones' Prison Planet isn't allowed to be sent out even to members of his MySpace account. And universities and Comcast and libraries were in the software that are sold by companies that block. We're in with terror and porn and hacking and gambling. So you already see the model of that. But people then figure out that things like Dig or MySpace are controlled, so they migrate away from them, so they have to force you onto that. There's also the taxation. They're going to tax emails. They're going to tax internet connections. Also, the new web is going to be such high speed that it's going to be expensive. They're talking about $75 to be on internet too a month. That'll cut out a lot of people out of the market. This is the system that they are creating. They're also passing hate speech laws so they can shut people down and kick them off of the web. I mean, there are people in Canada and people in Germany, people all over, who get criticized because they don't bash Israel. They get arrested if they do. That's the world. Or if you criticize some group or you say, I don't want a million Turks a year coming into Germany, or I don't want a million Middle Easterners coming in. You see, this is the control grid. They're also attacking free speech. And see, the government of France is suing Yahoo, trying to make them not allow Yahoo to have sub-websites that criticize Israel. And so trying to shut people down. And then if Yahoo is forced to do that there, then they'll be forced to do that here. You see, This is all happening. So there's a multifaceted, multivariate attack going on. And you see constant demonization. You see constant attacks using the worst examples of what freedom creates. The scummiest porn, the scummiest violence, the horrible stalking, really bad things that go on the internet. And then every night on the news, they say, see, look at this, look how horrible it is. A woman being raped, and then it's put on YouTube. And then, we've got to all lose our rights now. You see, so they're doing a job on us, and we're now only a few years away from this. You're already hearing about Comcast and others blocking whole sections of their competition's traffic. You're already seeing web breakdowns. Remember, what was it, 2 years ago? For like a month and a half, about a fourth of the websites you couldn't get to, remember? And it was because two companies, what was it, Level 2 and Cogent? It's Level 2, or is that company called Level 3? Level 3 was the company, okay. Level 3 and Cogent. And they were middle tier. They're not even top tier major infrastructure folks. And now Cisco's talking about, kind of melding Internet 2 over Internet 1. So that's what they plan. Now, if we're able to get the word out about this, they're not going to be able to do it. And even if I disagree with the La Reconquistas, which are probably about half or more of the people in Mexico, and probably about a third of the people in this country who are Hispanic, who believe that this is Mexico, the Southwest, that want to kill all whites. Even, I have to defend their free speech to talk like that, as long as they don't say put it into action. Because even though I hate their speech and dislike it, I have to stand by their right, or I will lose mine. Khalid Muhammad would say, kill all the white women because they're the military manufacturing center. And, probably 10, 15% of blacks from the studies I've looked at believe like that. Does that mean that we should take their free speech? No. And you've got some extreme white supremacists who say, we need to go ahead and have a race war and start killing people. And I totally disagree with that. But you need to understand that we can't take their free speech away, because most of the time they're feds, or they're being handled by feds and don't even know it. And if you take their rights away, then everyone loses their rights. So we can all agree with each other that free speech is important, unless you're Mayor Koch, who I had on a few weeks ago, who admitted they've banned most free speech in Europe and was saying it was a good thing, claiming the people want that. Incidentally, that's up on prisonplanet.tv, that interview. We took every claim he made and where he said we were liars, and we put multiple mainstream news articles right over it where it's admitted. And somebody says, what do you mean you use mainstream news? I thought they lie. No, most of the time they say, isn't it wonderful? There's a government push to make all babies have microchips in their belly buttons. But don't worry, it'll fall off 2 weeks later. Or, isn't it great, the face scanning cameras are everywhere tracking you for your safety. And I take that and say, no, it's a bad idea, here's why. Most of the time they're telling the truth, they're just putting a disgusting spin on it. Now, other times they flat out lie and say, Iran is running Al-Qaeda, they have rocketed the Green Zone, General Petraeus. When Iran is Shiite, not Wahhabist. And I know you know that, but finally, Oberman finally talked about it a few nights ago. We got that coming up after the Ventura clip I'm going to play. And so it's finally, the public's finally going, Iran's at war with Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Petraeus, Bush, McCain, Lieberman in the past has said they're backing Al-Qaeda, though now they know the jig's up. The cattle know now we're lying. We better quit saying that. It's now backfiring on us. Now, with certain subgroups, they still say Iran is Al-Qaeda on neocon fake conservative talk radio. So there's how they're going after the web, and it's up to you to fight it. I'm powerless without you. And they're not going to just let this show and other shows continue to grow exponentially. They're moving against us. So even if we disagree with each other on facets of the New World Order, we need to team up together against the New World Order for free speech.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It's one life. Make sure you live it to your fullest. Listen up. Let's go ahead and go to Jesse Ventura last night on The Daily Show. Very powerful information. Yeah, he's put his finger to the wind. He can feel the rebellion surging, the resistance to the New World Order. Here it is.
My guest tonight is a former professional wrestler, and I might just pick up my chair and hit him over the head with it. Please welcome Jesse Ventura.
To be clear, we also have him on The Daily Show. This is the Colbert Report. Go ahead.
I'm ready.
Let's throw down!
I'm ready.
Welcome to come on the show.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have an author of your stature on the show. You have a new book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me.
That's right.
Okay. Why shouldn't we start the revolution without you? Well, isn't the nature of the revolution you gotta go and you gotta go, and we can't worry if Jesse Ventura's got his revolution uniform on yet?
I agree.
You agree?
I hope everybody does start it without me. I can stay in Mexico and keep surfing.
Now let me ask you something. What is this revolution you're talking about, sir? Revolution against the United States government? That is sedition, sir, and you can be thrown in jail. Would be a good thing these days. You could be thrown into a pit with snakes.
Well, that may be true, but remember the Second Amendment with the right to bear arms?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not done for hunting or fishing. Our forefathers put that right in there so that we have the ability to rise up if our country becomes oppressive.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so
but listen,
how can they have it both ways,
Stephen? But that only applies in the United States, and you've already bugged out of the United States, and you're living in Mexico, Jesse. You've given up on the United States.
No, I've not. That's where you go to learn about revolution so that you can bring it back home. You know, everyone thinks Che Guevara is dead. I know better.
Now, is he a luchador? Is he one of those Mexican guys wearing a mask in the wrestling ring?
No, I don't think so. That's called
that
lucha libre.
Let's get your bona fides out here, why people should listen to you. Because I'm not exactly sure whether we should take advice from you, because you had for years what many people consider kind of a fake job, where people cheer and everything, but it's not real. You were the governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I also, Stephen, had a fake job called a U.S. Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh.
And that can get fatal quick.
Uh-huh. You see me shake?
Well,
you can cut a diamond on that thing, my friend. Take more than a Navy SEAL to make me poop my pants.
That's right, Stephen. Uh-huh. But always remember, you got to sleep sometime. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You think the government lies to us all the time, okay?
Well, I think that they, not all the time, but they certainly do lie to
us. Hold it there. This is good. We're going to come back, play the rest of this. I'm going to comment on it, on the revolution comments. His statements, and then I'm going to get into the other news here in front of me. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq. Homeland spy satellite ignores the Constitution. Foreign banks flee Spanish property debt. Al-Qaeda claims rocket attacks on U.S. oil men in Yemen. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour of Worldwide Transmission. We're going to open the phones up at the 20 after. The toll-free number to join us. First-time callers go to the head of the line. If you disagree with me, you even trump first-time callers. But other than that, we don't screen your calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and finish up with the Colbert Report with Jesse Ventura on it last night. Here it is.
You think the government lies to us all the time, okay?
Well, I think that they, not all the time, but they certainly do lie to us.
Name one lie. One lie.
The Gulf of Tonkin incident.
Okay, name two lies.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, name three lies. Total three lies.
Ties to Al-Qaeda.
Okay, I bet you couldn't name four.
Oh, you got me there.
Okay, see?
I'm torn your argument apart.
Three
is all that I can get, but you know what? Three strikes and you're out.
What do they play in Mexico?
Baseball, like we do here.
What do they call it there?
Baseball.
So I guess I do speak Spanish.
There you go.
Now, you say you got something wrong with the two-party system. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one party too many. What's your problem with the two-party system?
Well, my problem with the two-party system is that it's not a party with only two. You got to have more than two people to have a party.
Well, I mean, the Republican Party is a big tent. Lot of people are in the Republican Party. I mean, it's got a very broad base. You've got, like, Ron Paul, who's the crazy coot candidate, and then you've got Dick Cheney, who is the candidate of the mole people.
Yeah.
Totally different groups of people.
I have another name for Dick Cheney. He's called the Chicken Hawk.
I think that means he picks up teenage gay prostitutes.
No. What it means is when it was his time to go to war during Vietnam, he was chicken.
He had and a student deferment, sir. He had to...
Four of them.
Five, actually.
Five, I lost count. Wait a minute, though.
College,
when
post-college.
When we go to war, shouldn't we have the best and the brightest?
Right.
So why
back in Washington, telling the other people where to go.
Why do you get a student deferment, then?
Because so he could be bester and brighter.
That's why we needed him. Like George Bush said, the only problem with Vietnam was we left too soon. Well, why didn't those two come over and help out?
Now, George Bush was with the Alabama National Guard.
No, the Texas. He was guarding Dallas from the North Vietnamese Air Force.
But he was sent to Alabama, and they couldn't find him there. And I think, you know what? I think he was on missions in Vietnam that whole time.
Nah,
he's too humble to talk about it.
He was enrolling in Harvard Business School, and he never reported for duty. That's called unauthorized absence.
Let me ask you something. If I were going to put together an Iraqi task force, who should I have on it, you or Sergeant Slaughter? Because you both are very strong on defense.
Well, that would depend. Do you want a real veteran or a fraudulent one?
I'll take the one that inspires the crowd the most.
Well,
he's a crowd pleaser, that Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, and I was a villain. I was a crowd displeaser.
Mm-hmm, so I guess I'd have to go with him.
No? When it comes time to war, you want the displeaser, not the pleaser.
Jesse Ventura, thank you so much for joining us. The book is Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, Jesse Ventura.
And we need you, Stephen Colbert, to start the revolution.
I have a bum knee.
I have a bum knee. Playing the part of a neocon sniveler. Yeah, there's Ventura talking about our right to defend ourselves against tyranny. Have you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights? Most people don't even know there's a preamble to it. Go read it. It says the same thing the Declaration of Independence says, basically. We all should reread the Declaration of Independence. Maybe I'll do that in the fourth hour today, read part of the Declaration of Independence. And ask yourself, that long train of abuses, is not the same thing we see today? And Ventura's answer was correct. If they're trying to put you in a death camp, then you physically fight back. That's the only time I'm for physical fighting, though. It's defensive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura was right to say that revolution is brewing in Mexico. Unfortunately, it is a leftist revolution, which is part of the same control arm of the international banks. And they've been proven to have set it all up and control almost every facet of it. There are a few communist revolutions that they do not control, but those are always shut down rather quickly. But if you look at our experience here in this nation, for decades, the British government was oppressive to its subjects and had double standards. There was more and more liberty being demanded in England at the very same time. There was a great awakening for freedom, and so the colonists actually had almost half of the parliamentary support. In fact, they had more than that until King George III rode down in a parade and spoke to Parliament, which was unprecedented, and told them they were basically treasonous to the crown if they didn't vote for the war. So that's another reason the British finally lost, was because they didn't have support at home 8-9 years into the conflict. But it started when the Redcoats went into Lexington and Concord to confiscate the firearms. That's why it's asinine, the controlled corporate press claiming that we didn't own guns in the colonies and that most people didn't have guns, and they were caught putting out fake textbooks. The University of Chicago did, with fake letters and fake church records that no one owned guns, you know, that 2% did. Turned out it was all fake, all lies, just totally made up. Everybody owned guns. It was a frontier nation. We just had massive wars with the French, wars with the natives. And so that's the reality of how this nation started. And I don't want a revolution to start. I don't want a violent revolution to start, that is. I don't want people to be shooting and killing each other in the streets and cops to be getting killed and foreign troops to be brought in, which they've publicly announced they'll do and have already set up. The unbelievable is happening. I don't want that to happen, just like they brought German mercenaries in and others during the war against the crown. The crown brought those in against the colonists. I don't want that to happen. I mean, we really are in dangerous times. We're in insane times. The establishment really has built FEMA camps. They really are trying to sell the public on being arrested and put in camps. They're putting up trial balloons, announcing it. It's now being openly debated. I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to develop. Let's go ahead and play a little clip of Oberman and his countdown show talking about something that we've been talking about for the last 4 years. The war is now 5+ years old. But there's a little bit of spin here. We'll comment on that after we play it.
Good evening. The maxim, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, is believed, ironically in this context, to be an old Arabic proverb. Our fifth story on the countdown. The problem is, especially in a world evidently too complicated for the Bush administration, sometimes the enemy of your enemy is still your enemy. The same president who famously declared little more than 5 years ago that you are either with us or you are against us in the war on terror is now reported to be secretly funding jihadists linked with Al-Qaeda in an attempt to stem the growth of Shiite influence across the Middle East, an influence the administration itself magnified by invading Iraq. Yes, Al-Qaeda, as in 9/11. Vice President Cheney today making a surprise visit to President Musharraf of Pakistan, delivering what officials say was a tough message to shut down the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in that country or risk losing U.S. aid. More specifically, the Vice President saying that the newly elected Democratic Congress could cut the aid unless Pakistani forces became far more aggressive. One presumes Mr. Musharraf remembered Mr. Cheney and Mr. Bush still believe they have some measure of control over American foreign policy. Say about 150%.
So I say Oberman finally covers it. This is from a year ago. But it's much worse than that. It's the actual number three of Al-Qaeda that has been commanding the forces for more than 4 years. I keep saying 4 years. We learned about this about 8 months into the invasion and takeover when Iraq was firmly in the paws and the grasp of the neocons. And so they then kind of spin it like, well, they're just working with some people connected to Al-Qaeda. No, this is actual Al-Qaeda. But why didn't Oberman go further into that? Why didn't he talk about how in 1979, 6 months before the Russians invaded Afghanistan, how the CIA gave them hundreds of millions of dollars of funding to actually attack the Russians, which precipitated the Russians coming in to defend their minions who begged for them to come in and save them inside Afghanistan. But the people running the U.S., I don't want to say the U.S. because we're always in the psychology of it's us. No, we're being used here. Why doesn't Oberman want to talk about that? I guess he doesn't want to discuss that because it would talk bad about Jimmy Carter, and it's important to keep this in the left-right paradigm of Republicans monsters, Democrats good. That's why Oberman has admitted that he's strongly considering taking a football and baseball announcer's job. He's been offered a bunch of them, and leaving television news entirely. In the past, that was his job. He called football and baseball games. By the way, I'd seen some of the games he called. He's excellent. Back in the day when I had time to watch such things 15 years ago. But Keith Oberman admits that, well, he won't have anything to do once the Democrats are in, because I guess he thinks everything's going to be fine. The military-industrial complex is owned by the private banks that own the defense contractors and own Big Pharma. And they are going to continue every single agenda under Hillary or Barack Obama if they get into office. They will continue the exact same agenda if John McCain gets in. So people are calling me and emailing me saying, Alex, why aren't you talking about John McCain? Why aren't you talking about Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or the dirt in all of their closets? What is the point? They're all bad. They're all owned by the same people. And it's a distraction to even give credence to it. The only candidate that had any difference in the Democratic ilk was Dennis Kucinich, and I don't agree with him on gun control and a bunch of other issues. And the only candidate that I did agree with on 99% of the issues and who I respect and like is Ron Paul, and they cheated him and blocked him and demonized him. And he had a shot at the presidency in a fair system, but it's rigged. So I don't blame people that want to go take over the delegates and then vote for Ron Paul at the convention and put him in as president. It's just politically, that'll be political suicide. I'm all for you going in with the delegates and taking over the party platform at the state and federal level, and for you causing a big stink and bringing up real issues at the convention. I've said I'm for that. And then some, I was sent a clip the other night of somebody saying I was against any of it. I love how people that always attack me never attack me on what I really say or do. They always attack me on some straw man facsimile of what I say or do. I was thinking about those that criticized me about, quote, giving Israel a pass. My last two films, Terror Storm exposes Israel for staging the attack on the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt. But because most of the Liberty survivors I've had on know, and the admirals I've had on, and the people that are now deceased, like Admiral Moore, those interviews are there, believe that LBJ Noom was involved in it, that doesn't give Israel a pass. It shows that our government was involved, showing the collusion. All we do is try to report the truth. Our job's easy. Or then the last film I made about how Israel, the white-skinned European Jews, target, and Tex Mars told me about this about a decade ago and showed me some documents, but I learned about the ringworm children, how they radiated 110,000 Jewish Sephardic children, the brown-skinned children from North Africa and Spain and other areas, and Iraq. When they invited them in, they took them and radiated them and killed a lot of them and maimed the rest. I have the ADL attacking me over that stuff, but the COINTELPRO doesn't care. They have to demonize me. They have to make people think that I am not exposing things, because this message is so effective and so dynamic and wakes up so many people that they're scared to death of this show. Then there's well-meaning people who buy into the COINTELPRO propaganda, and I wish I could reach out to them, but it just, you can't really do it, most of them, because I know a lot of these people mean well, and you just, most of them I've tried to really analyze, and it's just they're too far gone. They can't be reached out to. They can't see the big picture. They can't read labor Zionist documents where they helped put Hitler in power and then made a deal with Hitler not to let Jews leave anywhere but Israel, and then made Jewish families pay $1 million ransoms at the time, on average, to get their families out. Very sick. You see, I'm against Hitler and I'm against the Zionists. And I talk about that. But then I understand most people who think that they're a Zionist, there's really three different camps, and they don't understand what they're part of. Just like I don't like having to come up here and talk about how probably more than half the Mexicans in Mexico want La Reconquista and the plan of San Diego to kill all whites, 16 and older. And I know that even talking about it probably compacts them more into their tribal society. We're all in tribal societies. Just like when I bash cops out of primitiveness myself, it probably helps the New World Order, because that compacts the cops more into their thin blue lines culture, instead of reaching out to them explaining how they've been used. I've begged the people that are always attacking Israel to, hey, why don't you hit on how the Zionists worked with Hitler? And they're like, well, no, I'm not going to get into that. Hitler wasn't too bad. No, Hitler was bad. So see, this is more sophisticated. This stuff is very sophisticated. It's like we expose the fact that the Pope calls for a new world order and that it's working for the new world order. It isn't enough for the Catholics to do it all, people. They've got to make it about their weird little niche, and that's what holds them back from really reaching out and waking a lot of people up.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream
of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
We're doing a fourth hour now, ladies and gentlemen. Only available at InfoWars.com. You go to the site, you can listen in high quality, 32-bit streams, or 64 of your PrisonPlanet.tv member. And you can watch the video, the document cam, the guest cam, the computer cam, with the computer feed, video feeds. It's just going to get better and better. And sometimes for PrisonPlanet.tv members, when we have a guest in here in studio earlier, we'll just go live at an earlier hour as well. But always that fourth hour is now the TV / radio show. Harry, Jason, John, Kevin, many others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Let me go ahead and get into some other news now. secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq. That's the London Telegraph today. Now, again, remember that before the war, a year before the war, I went on air and we read the 1986
said that they would use and lobby the U.S. to invade Iraq, and this is when the U.S. was running Iraq, basically, and big buddies with Saddam and funding him to attack Iran and giving him even the nerve gas and the CIA advisors and the weather reports of where to spray it, how to use it. Because Saddam was starting to lose, and
Iranians were using primitive cyanide gas in rocket attacks and mortar attacks, artillery attacks, to be precise, against the more heavily armed but outnumbered Iraqis. This is all mainstream history. You can go look it up for yourself. So while they were busy, they took him when he was 18 in 48, trained him as a CIA assassin. He killed a bunch of people, wounded the president. Then they told the Baathists in 68, put him in as the head of security, let the U.S. run things, put our apparatus in. And we will protect you. And then they staged a coup in 79 and fully took over. And so basically the U.S. and Israel were running with the British advising. They had drawn the maps. They were the real kingmakers. They'd set up Israel as the set piece through the Rothschilds and others, but using British power right at the end of World War I. Again, they create these conflicts. And the whole time, while Saddam's our boy, they are plotting how in the next decade they want to create an excuse to attack Iraq, go in and kill Saddam, break the country in 3 to 4 parts. And then it said that U.S. troops would be there for the next century. And that in the decades afterward, they would project power into Syria, Iran, link up with Afghanistan. And there you have the Project for New American Century republished. In 1997, they wrote about the 62 rogue nations and how they first wanted to go into Iraq. So, and then they wrote a letter to Bill Clinton saying, do this, and he went ahead and bombed them, you know, followed orders. But then they get on television and they lie to the public and say the troops will be back by Christmas. They'll be back in just 7-8 months, guaranteed. Everything's going to be wonderful. And the first thing they do is disband the military, disband the Republican Guard, disband the government, knowing everything would disintegrate. Then they started funding the different rival factions to kill each other, and we told you that 4 years ago, and now it's come out in the news. To keep the conflict going, then I predicted even before the war started, they would have it go 3-4 years, then stop funding the conflict for a while to make it about, first it's, oh, we can't leave, the conflict's too bad, and oh, look, now we can't leave, we fixed almost all the conflict, and then when you gripe, they turn the conflict back on by attacking al-Sadr 2 weeks ago. And then claim Iran is al-Qaeda and is attacking. I mean, it's amazing how they do. It's ordered out of chaos. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq. The document, which was written a month ago and is marked secret and sensitive, is intended to replace the United Nations mandate for coalition troops, including British forces, to remain in Iraq, which expires at the end of the year. The draft authorization would allow for the U.S. to conduct military operations in Iraq and detain individuals when necessary for imperative reasons of security. We're going to finish up with this and go to your calls on the other side right here on the GCN radio network. Don't forget Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. When I'm done with the main body of news, we're going to take calls all the way into the fourth hour. And in the fourth hour, oh, man, I got a lot we're going to get into. Really hardcore discussions. You'll want to stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartavite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite, circulation for life.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
Sank into your dreams.
Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico.
I'm going to let part of this roll, and then I'm going to finish up with some of this news and go to your calls. Don't forget, the fourth hour is coming up.
Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Poncho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio. not the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Comes the hag.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, to save a few who left it too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
All right. Homeland spy satellite plan ignores Constitution. I want to get into that in a minute. But first, let me cover this. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq. A secret draft agreement is being drawn up to allow United States forces to remain in Iraq indefinitely. It has been reported. What a joke. As if the puppet president of Iraq runs even the green zone, which they're evacuating from, as if he isn't a complete and total puppet. The document, which was written a month ago and is marked secret and sensitive, is intended to replace the United Nations mandate for coalition troops, including British forces, to remain in Iraq, which expires at the end of the year. See, UN operation. They're the boss. The draft authorization would allow for the U.S. to conduct military operations in Iraq and to detain individuals when necessary for imperative reasons of security. It does not set a time limit, but describes the arrangement as temporary and points out that U.S. forces does not want permanent bases, that's why they're building them everywhere, or a permanent military presence in the country. They're just official documents, say 100 years. It also states that the U.S. does not seek to use Iraq as a base to launch operations against other states. The draft agreement is unlikely to emerge unscathed from political scrutiny in Baghdad or Washington. There appears little appetite in the U.S. for a drawn-out occupation of Iraq. In Baghdad, both Shia and Sunni political groups opposed to the American presence are likely to oppose the agreement if it is in its draft form. Qada al-Sadr, the vocal critic of the occupation, said yesterday that he would consider disbanding his powerful Mahdi army, but only after consulting the Ayatollahs or religious leaders. Iraq's Prime Minister Maliki said that if a militia, which has battled American and government forces in Basra and Baghdad for the past 2 weeks, was not disbanded, its political wing could be barred from provincial elections. They no longer have a right to participate in the political process or to take part in the upcoming elections until they end the Mahdi army, said Maliki. Now let's stop and talk about the facts. A year and a half ago, they make a truce with the Mahdi. Then the Iraqi government, U.S.-controlled slash Israel-controlled forces slash British-controlled forces attack them. They have a big blow-up again. Then they're about to have elections, and 2 weeks ago, the elections are coming up, 2 weeks ago, all over the country, in the south and up to Baghdad, there are midnight arrests, people getting drug out of their homes, assassinations, attacks on Shiite leaders. Leaders of the Mahdi army. So, and then they go after al-Sadr and try to hit his house and some other things. Okay. So the ceasefire breaks down. They go into Basra. All this happens. And we said day one, this is because the elections are coming up. You watch. They're going to claim and tell everybody in the news that al-Sadr caused this. They're going to say he's al-Qaeda and in league with the Easter Bunny and Mr. Ed the horse. It doesn't matter what they tell the public here. They'll believe it, or some of them will, at least. and they're going to either cancel or suspend the elections or not let the Shiites vote or not let Shiite candidates be there. And of course they have to. The country is majority Shiite. So they don't want Shiites running the nation. Now let's be clear. There's a secular government the U.S. puts in with Saddam. Then the Israeli plan comes into fruition to take him out, you know, set him up, get him to start a war, tell him go ahead and invade Kuwait. April Gillespie said, go ahead and do it. The U.S. ambassador, we're your buddy. He said, okay, goes in. They set him up. They bomb him. They bomb the place for 13 years. Now they've had five more years of extermination. There's 3 million dead Iraqis in the total occupation. That's an admitted number. We can debate whether it's 500,000 or 1.5 million dead since in the last 5 years. But we know it was 2+ million gone up until the latest wave of having their power plants and water treatment plants bombed and having their bridges blown out, because that could be used militarily, and their airports bombed and their factories bombed and their chemical plants bombed. First world nation reduced to cholera and dysentery and having one of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. And deceptive 60 Minutes pieces showing whole warehouses filled with dental office chairs that were bought by Saddam. But look, he just hoards them and says he's not giving aid. He's not allowed any of the cabling or air pumps that go with it to run the dental chairs. They're waiting for those. See, that's the type of stuff the media does. Look at him. They've got warehouses full of all this stuff. He's greedy. They were waiting, trying to get the other parts through, smuggled in through Georgia, you know, through Europe, into Jordan, out of Iran, out of Turkey, through Kurdistan. All of this is going on. And they go in there. The U.S. tells the Shiites to rise up against Saddam. The truth is they wanted to weaken the Shiites because they had this whole plan set up, and that's now come out. Meanwhile, somehow Saddam was given, through all these generals that were trained in the U.S. that were still in place with him, where all the Shiites were. That was, and then the U.S. didn't give the Shiites air cover to kill them. The Shiites now, of course, know that. Now the Shiites are there, and they're watching Wahhabist Sunnis being put in, and with the U.S. backing, with in many cases matching funds, out of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the British darling. Saudi Arabia was set up by the British. Saudi Arabia matched the money to set up Al-Qaeda, to attack the Russians, to precipitate the war. You know, I saw Willie Nelson being attacked in a news article saying, Willie Nelson's delusional. I just saw this the other night. It's an article I'd missed from this interview. He believes there were 15 hijackers. There were 19. God, look how dumb he is, that dope smoker. Another straw man. Willie was talking about how 15 of the 19 were from Saudi Arabia. He said, why would we attack Iraq? 15 of them came from Saudi Arabia. And it was clear what he said. But the spin doctors spin that. Just like he said, nothing hit Building 7. And they took his quotes out of context and said, look at the nut. He doesn't think a plane hit the towers. 1 and 2. See, that's the constant deception that these dishonest people use to attack us. You know, if I'm going to attack somebody, I attack them on what they've actually done. Because I have respect for myself. I have respect for myself intellectually, that I'm trying to be a good person, that I'm trying to really find out the truth and really bring it to you. That's why it's intellectually bankrupt to say I don't expose that the Vatican's part of the New World Order when the Pope's openly calling for a one-world government, the last two popes, and involved in it. I just point out that so are Protestant groups, and people don't like that. They want to make it all about one group is the devil. But see, by doing that, you miss the big picture of how evil can manifest in any group or any organization and how we need to fight the policies of the New World Order. That's what I tell the Reconquistas out of Mexico. Okay, you want to bring it, take down the U.S., you want to take over. You really only had the country for 20 years, you couldn't hold it. If it belongs to anybody, it's the Native Americans, not the Mexicans from Mexico. And by the way, the New World Order, who's very bad, who's poisoning you with eugenics and doing all this, they're for you taking over. So right there, you're in the wrong. And they'll go, oh, wow, I see what you're saying. We got a La Reconquista in Endgame, in the extras, in Battle for the Republic, that short film. You know, we got them going, wow, that makes sense. I mean, it's the same thing. I find out IBM and the Gates and all these big rich people at the highest levels give money to eugenics, and the Rothschilds give money to eugenics, and are all into it, and I find out that they really did fund Hitler. And then I go, well, wait a minute. Hitler is being funded by the big bankers and Lord Milner and the British aristocracy and the founders of modern Zionism. Something's going on here. This something's bigger. And then I find out that Jews and Nordics and Germans go to weird satanic rituals together. And I bring out news articles and quotes and documents, and I go, there's an occultic aspect here. This isn't a, this is different crime syndicates, different mafias who are racial, the Italian mob, the Jewish mob, the WASP mob, other mobs. There's the Asian mobs. They are running racial mafias. MS-13, Hispanic mafia, Latin Kings, on and on. That's how we form into groups. But at the top, these guys are into Babylon Mystery Schools. People say, that's ridiculous. That's just made up. It's not. They really are into it. The UN Biological Diversity Assessments really is into the occult. Prince Philip really is into the occult. Ted Turner really is into the occult. Dr. Pianca, on his own UT website, he says he wants to kill 90% of us, is dressed up like a druid talking about Lucifer on the UT website. The new Israeli parliament, Supreme Court, is a giant pyramid, all-seeing eye. It's the same group. And so all I'm saying is that they're running it all, folks. And it's Catholics, it's Jews, it's Protestants, it's Muslims are involved in this. Whole Masonic orders are Muslim. Their symbols are Islamic. The Knights Templars had deals with them. And I get Muslims sending me threatening emails saying, that's not true. How dare you say that? Well, your own Quran says you can't have idols. I mean, what are these things on top of your minarets? What are these symbols? What are these things you're wearing? I mean, this stuff is all over the place. And they love it when we fight with each other over black, white, Hispanic, white, Catholic, Protestant, all of this. My point is, if you really want to beat them, you've got to really realize the top group and who runs it all. The larger picture. And see how they play these double and triple games. I mean, here they are, attacking the Shiites that do want to be peaceful and aren't trying to take the country over, who've abided by the ceasefire, and then saying, oh, because you fought back, we're not going to let you be part of the election now because we're a democracy and people are going to elect you. And then this insult to the American people of, oh, well, the Iraqi government wants us to stay. The State Department and others and the Iraqi government have evacuated the Green Zone. There's still troops in a hospital there, but they've evacuated that palace and moved to another one. For 4.5 years, they've spent, what is it, up to $10 billion now? It was supposed to be $5 billion. It's like $10 billion now, trying to build a 5,000-person, quote, U.S. embassy. That's an extermination tower. It's a genocide control arm, citadel. And they can't even hold it. Because the wimps inside, the technocrats inside, are so cowardly, they can't even handle once a week a few mortars shooting over, and once a week with 40,000 people in the Green Zone total, a couple people dying a week. But that same yuppie technocrat will go get on the New York Expressway where there's deaths every day. See, the New World Order doesn't have what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. They can't even carry out their extermination op because their own technocrats got their tails between their legs in that Green Zone. And that ought to tell you something. New World Order technocrats 100 years ago would have been on the front lines. People like Churchill out there leading the black ops in South Africa, playing the Boers, the Dutch, off against the English. And the English working with the blacks. It's called the Great Game. The British adopted it from the Romans. They learned it from the Caesars. And the system is Britannic in nature. And if you fully want to understand the mind of the New World Order, you must come to grips with that.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Okay, we got one of the granny warriors who's got a big rally in D.C. I'm going to go to her in a minute. She called in to plug it. I'm guessing she may have called in about something else. Linda. John disagrees in Ohio. So we have to go to him first. And then we'll go to Harry, Jason, Kevin, and others. I'm going to take a bunch of calls now. There's a lot of news I haven't even gotten to. We're going to cover it. But the good news is I'm not about to start my my final hour. We're about to reach the halfway point of the show because there's a fourth hour now. And we'll tell you more about that coming up in the next hour. Let's go ahead now and go to John in Ohio. Go ahead, John.
I've been a supporter of about 60% of what you said. I think you do a magnificent job in analyzing, as you did, about what's going on in Iraq, the total hypocrisy of the media pretending the United States, with this divide and rule funding and arming one side against another, is really some kind of noble angelic referee and is just trying to stay there forever because of these uncivilized barbarians that just can't get it together when they lived together, married together, before we went there. But on a larger scale, and I always have a lot of apprehension because I have about 20 things in my cluttered, muddled mind that would take 2 hours, and I'll probably be just a foil. My ideas will become distorted. But
I'll give you the time you need. The point here is, because you call in you're reasonable when you disagree, my pet peeve is someone acting like we censor and that they're getting through and then reveling in it. It just makes me blow up. You don't do that. You're going to tell me that the globalists don't control and manipulate communism. It has now been declassified that our government put Mao Zedong into power.
Well, let me point out that if you know about Operation Mockingbird, you know that the corporate media, the Hydra heads, the thousands of fronts for the CIA and all of its other alphabet agencies, a target and punching bag for the last century has been communism, anti-communist propaganda.
No, they created it and helped fund it to create a false bipolar system to set up a police state here domestically in the name of fighting the boogeyman they controlled.
Well, there's a few details that you overlook. The fact that immediately after the Bolshevik Revolution, the elite in 14 capitalist countries sent troops and divisions to strangle the Bolshevik Revolution in its crib, as Churchill said, that they financed Hitler based on his anti-Sovietism and his anti-communism.
No, that's true. Let me stop you. But did New York and London banks send tens of thousands of people from Brooklyn to physically go help Lenin, or are you saying that admitted history isn't true?
I don't believe it's true, but I do know that it's true. For instance, even though I've never belonged to any organization, but I have read various communist literature, and during the 60s and the 70s, I read PLP.org, who were a part of SDS. They were communist. They were gaining amazing influence within SDS. The Bill Ayers and the Bernardine Dorn faction was rabidly anti-communist. Most people think they were police agent provocateurs who advocated this kind of counterproductive violence that always leads to a crackdown on people. They were totally criticized by the PLP people, the communists, and they split.
Well, there's no doubt that Bill Clinton let the communist bombers out of jail, and that most of them, it turned out, were feds before and would never go to jail, and they would just bust one of the lower patsies.
But the point I'm making is they were not communist, they were anti-communist. And I was listening to Bob Chapman yesterday on the Power Hour, and, you know, he's a conservative, and I don't speak for him, but he made the point that this so-called human rights activity around Tibet is really heavily involved by the CIA, the NED, and all of its agencies to blackmail the Chinese into not calling in their chips. Continue to accept this funny money, these billions of dollars of funny money from the United States.
Well, I mean, it's known that they had a training camp for the Tibetans back in the 50s, but, I mean, if you're going to side with a communist over the Tibetans, that's shameful, John.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What they do is they get you in a free market slash communist left-right paradigm. And then people who are defending the free market say it never does anything wrong. And people defending the communist view say it never does anything wrong. Anything that's command and control will immediately be abused and used by a ruling class. And communism has always turned into a bottom-up conduit of the wealth faster than anything else. I am for local control. I am even for, as the Founding Fathers pushed, you know, if people locally want some governmental system with more control, they can have it. But at the national level, it's very small, very weak, and you can have a choice of going to what state you want or doing what you want, different choices in the 13 colonies. And then we get into arguments about the Dalai Lama and was he good or bad. The point is, the communist Chinese admit Mao killed 60 million. The communist Chinese admit that Mao killed 60 million people. And so, John, I mean, go ahead.
Well, Alex, for one thing, Alexander Coburn pointed out that anything that the present regimes in China or Russia say have to be taken with less than a grain of salt. They're the mortal enemies of the former regime. The CIA and the FBI has been all over those files, forging and the rest of it. So there's nothing you can get from the present regime, who is the mortal enemy. For instance, Yeltsin bombed his own parliament and killed about 400 remnant communists because they didn't want to give up the social safety net policies that the new beauties of capitalism
were bringing.
You mean
he rolled in with tanks and
rolled in with tanks and artillery and blew the hell out of their elected parliament? Be like blowing up the Congress and everybody in
it. Oh yeah, the communists were really elected.
They were elected. They were elected every bit as much as Yeltsin was. That's true. So I'm saying, all I'm saying is
they
that,
were not elected.
Well,
Uncle Joe Stalin, our good buddy.
I'm talking about in the 90s. I'm talking about in the 90s when Yeltsin brought up the artillery.
Let me ask you a question. Why do we have all these Trotskyites who are now the neocons today?
They're not. They probably never were, even in their trendy youth. I think they were police agents and spies and rats.
No, they were.
And
they were thugs who wanted power, and they'll take on a neoconservative guys. They'll take on a commie guys. They'll take on anything.
And certainly, the rest of their career was rabidly the most rabid anti-communist. They started in the Reagan administration. They got their real home, and they killed scores of thousands of people in the name of anti-communism in Latin and Central America in the Iran-Contra days. And so I'm just saying that whether the present China, a capitalist China, I would say mostly, is good, bad, or indifferent, the motive for the project for a new American century is to divide and rule that country as well. Russia, just as you're saying, in the Middle East, their policies are, and they will use whether that government is good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, there's no doubt that they're using the Tibetans as a set piece against the communist Chinese. John, I appreciate your call. What you're saying there is true. The rest of it is just not true. You can't admit your whole life. What are you, probably 65 years old? That you've been serving socialism, communism, bleeding heart, you mean well, and you just can't get it. You just can't get the fact that McCarthy was right, that McCarthy was being used to destroy liberties and freedoms and bully Hollywood into supporting right-wing fascism in this country. But as soon as he found out the army and the banks were funding the communists, which is a fact, the Rockefellers, the Carnegie Endowment, all of them, factories over there, everything, they ran him out on a rail. China isn't capitalist, it's a slave grid with a bunch of fat cat commies on top feeding off the slaves below them. Their families pass on the power now over there. You defeat the elite by getting rid of the government. The elite need the government as a lever of control over us, the people. Wake up!
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go to Linda Honeycutt of the Granny Warriors. And we'll go to Harry, Jason, Kevin, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air, Linda.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to plug our April 15th thing.
Well, and, tell folks about it.
Huh?
Tell folks about it.
Well, we're going to have one heck of a rally there. It's not just a Ron Paul rally. It's a rally. We're trying to unite all these different factions together to work together so we'll have one big army to fight all this corruption, which we're taking one step forward and two back with all these little battles for against the NAU, against Real ID. We need to all get together and get our shit together.
Listen, I appreciate your call, but we really have to try to control our language on this show, and I'm just going to have to start banning anybody that cusses, including myself. If I do it again, I'll just ban myself. How's that sound? Everybody always wants to make one group. Everybody always wants to only have one organization. I always have said the opposite. We need lots of small and medium and large organizations tackling different subjects, different topics. And I know I was invited to your rally in D.C., but I want to spend time with my family, and I've put links to it and promoted it. I know some folks from Genesis are going to it, and I wish them well. I'm told Ron Paul's going to be speaking there. Then there's the big rally coming up later in the summer that Ron Paul, that's his official rally of Ron Paul's. I might go to that. Regardless, I'm going to be supporting it and promoting it. What happens in these moves to unify organizations and groups is that what it means is somebody stands up at one of these events and says, you will do what I say or you're not for unity. And then the people that don't want to follow their orders turn into the bad people. And I've seen so many people arrive on the scene who and Linda Honeycutt's a nice lady, and the Granny Warriors done a great job, but they've been around for, I don't know, 6-7 years. I forget, doing different events since I've heard about them and talked to them. And then there's always this call for unity. One of the few times we ever had true unity was Ron Paul. And Ron Paul, about 2 months ago, had hit his peak, had unbelievable political capital, and people saw him as the leader, and still do to a certain extent, and were ready to be directed. And I privately, off air and on air, last time he was on with us a month ago, said, you need to go after the NAU, you need to go after NAFTA reauthorization, you need to go after socialized health care, Second Amendment issues, and put out flyers for folks to download, put out a battle plan, because people need goals, and we've got some serious fights that are in front of us. I said also ending the war, and you can galvanize what would be seen as a progressive or liberal arm against the war, bring libertarians into that, a pro-gun group for conservatives, and anti-socialized health care to educate people. And he said, yeah, we're planning on doing that. We're planning on doing that. And I understand it's hard to start new organizations. It's hard to put out battle plans. He's still campaigning. He's still doing that, as he says, to educate people in the process. And then I saw all the energy, or 90% of it, in the movement to getting delegates and people saying, because we're going to make him president, we're going to go vote as delegates, and he's going to be the nominee. And I said, well, go be delegates, but also understand that politically, if somebody's got 60 delegates, but you go take over 1,000 delegates, that it'll be political suicide to come in and say, we don't care if you voted for these other candidates. We're now saying it's Ron Paul. That just won't happen. And we're going to see. We're going to see who's right about this. And see, the people who are for going in an insurrection and making Ron Paul the Republican nominee, they then won't have an honest debate about it. They will say, Alex is against us being delegates. Alex is against us changing the platform. Alex is against us going in and taking over the party. No, I said do that. That's great. But the problem is, let's say you go get 1,000 delegates, which nowhere near that's not going to happen. But let's just say in a magic world that happened. And they go and they say, okay, we give our votes to Ron Paul. Ron Paul is going to say, no, honor the popular vote. Now, he told... his office told Ted Anderson that. He said that in a press release. I asked him about it during a break, and he says, no, people need to support with the delegates, who that delegate supposedly represents. And then people say, I want to hear Dr. Paul say that. I want to see it. He put it out in a press release. He called, in fact, get Ted Anderson in here, drag him in here. He was one of the head guys in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in the Ron Paul campaign, put up the Ron Paul Air Force, all of this, and they were instructed by the Ron Paul campaign to give their delegates to John McCain. Will you go get him for me? I know you're paging him, but physically go grab him. It's okay. And I'm going to have some guests on about this. People who are out there pushing and getting the delegates. I've invited some on. One of them was too busy to come on today. Maybe I'll get them on the next few days because they work nights and they were just too tired. But we'll lay out how this process works and talk about it. But the thing about, we all got to get together. People doing the NAU and people doing this subject and that subject. Well, no. I mean, we needed Ron Paul, and he still can do it. It's not too late, though a lot of his energy is dissipating. It's like a bullet you fire into something. 90% of the energy is dissipated. Some of it may come back, kind of like an exploding bullet to the New World Order's torso if he activates now. Even if that bullet slows down, they got some exploding bullets that when they do slow down, and are basically finished expanding, then they explode. So there's an analogy saying it could come back, grab victory from the jaws of defeat. But we've already had a victory here. We've already energized, woken up tens of millions, exposed the New World Order, exposed the North American Union. We need to stop being pessimistic and angry and expecting everything to be organized. The revolution wasn't organized. We need to understand we are ragtag and be positive. And then Ron Paul needs to put out a treatise of this is the national coalition. This is what we want you to do grassroots with your own creative ideas. Defeat socialized health care in the war. Force both parties to stop it. A coalition on the economy. Ron Paul needs to put out a 5-page plan of what he would do to fix the economy. I know he's introduced bills to do it, but he needs to state it in like a manifesto. Ron Paul, in 20 pages, could lay out 4 parts, 5 pages apiece, laid out with his ideas about how to tackle each subject and how to energize, and people would form into cadres, and they would, and we've got the army of 20, 30 million people, probably more, who will get involved and do it. Instead, they're feeling pessimistic and thinking, oh, it was all for naught, or they're drinking Kool-Aid going, he's going to be president still. Shh, it's a secret. Ron Paul's for it. He's going to secretly, we're going to say he's the nominee, and he's going to stand up and take it, and we're going to go off the yellow brick road together, off into the sunset. And I mean, just because I say what I think, I don't sit here like a preacher and telling you, you know, everything's going to be all right, just put your money in the collections plate. Or one of these politicians that says they've got everything nailed down and everything's wonderful. I know how this works. When it blows up in their faces, it'll be, well, it would have worked if people like Alex Jones would have gotten behind it. I am behind you taking over the delegates and forcing changes in the platform and taking over the party system, and that's good and that's wonderful. And you're doing it in some areas. Just don't set expectations that there is a 99% chance are not going to be met. Remember Ron Paul's letter, that first one he put out, which they interpreted as saying he was getting out of the campaign? No, he just said, well, it's clear that I'm not going to be the nominee, and we're not going to get the delegates, but I'm going to continue this fight, and it now goes into another phase. It's bigger than me. The revolution is permanent, to use a Trotsky quote. And he was laughing about it, you know, using that quote. Our revolution against them is permanent. It's about you. That's why I've always said it's not about Alex Jones. I could be killed, set up, framed anytime now. I pray that isn't the case. But, you know, I'm in the danger zone. It isn't about me. I don't want it to be cult of personality or fizzle out or be limited. I want the victory. And the victory is in you taking on the manifesto of liberty and freedom, understanding it. And understanding that statism and elitism and corruption and bullying can take the form of Catholics, Protestants, Jews, Germans, Communist Chinese, Venezuelan strongmen, Mexican oligarchs. And good can also take the form and manifestation of Chinese and Jews and Germans and Catholics and Protestants. And so we need to understand, what are the policies of the New World Order? They want to federalize local areas to bring those federal bodies into larger unions. They want to break up the family. They want you to go to public school. They want you to take drugs and vaccines. We know they poison the water. Do they put out a memo telling Catholics, because it's all Catholic run, don't drink the water? No, they don't. If it's all Jew-run, do they put out memos to Jews, don't drink the water? Don't take the vaccines? No, they don't. If it was all, let me think of another one. That's the two main groups. If it's all alien-run, it's from the somewhat serious to the absurd. All right, I said I'd take calls. I am on quite a rant today. When we come back, I'm going to go as quickly as I can to Harry, Jason, Kevin. And we got a whole fourth hour coming up with a bunch of news. I'll tell you about some of that. There's a fourth hour now. You can listen one place. That's InfoWars.com. When the 3 hours ends, we come back live for the Alex Jones Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark...
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The Road Warrior Radio Broadcast, bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building.
All right, let's go to Harry in Michigan. Thanks for holding, Harry. You're a trooper. Welcome to the airwaves.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good talking to you. Hey, I was really glad to hear your guest the other day, Alan from Canada.
Yeah, Alan Watt, great guy.
Oh yeah, man, he spits it right out. His version of the New World Order just recaps my feelings about it. I've been knowing about him for a long time now, and people in the United States need to start picking up a book, read one a year if they're lucky, and read about Albert Pike and Albert Mackey, J.D. Buck, Daniel Sickles and all about the New World Order, which my belief is the Masonic inspired version of it. And I've had a lot of flack throughout the years and trying to teach, you know, to bring it forth.
Well, that's what it is. It's a hall of mirrors, and it is a mystery religion of being behind every major group and playing everybody off against each other. And then what they are scientists who understand how to manipulate the tribalism of humanity.
Exactly. It's all symbolism, you know, and you work your way up to, a seventh degree, which is the great knowledge of, you know, who is God, you know. And they base themselves off of that, and it's the secret inside of a secret inside of a secret and the secret. And
like China dolls or the Russian dolls.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been at war with them for years. in my younger days, back in the 70s, I got into it with a Shriner and a Inspector General, which is anybody knows that's the 33rd. And I made toast out of them, you know, and went to war with them ever since. And,
well, that's why we have our own symbols of liberty and freedom.
Exactly.
And we have to counter anything that takes liberty, anything that takes freedom, anything that oppresses the innocents, and then judge a group, are they doing bad, and then confront them for the bad they're doing, not for the group they are. Because if you confront them on their group, then the tribalism kicks in of their minions.
Okay.
All of these groups have predators at the top who feed on their lowers, and they keep the lowers under their control by always claiming the outside hates you, I protect you. The inner party protects the outer party. Okay, and so that's what Orwell talked about. And so it's predatory. And so when you go out and say, I don't like Mexicans and are racist, then it only helps the La Reconquista. But when you point out to them how the big banks are financing the breakdown of the entire Americas and how they're being set up and used, they wake up. Or when you go to a Catholic and say, you're not a bad person, your heritage isn't bad. It's just, without getting into a debate, does the Pope call for a one-world government? Do they call for a one-world religion? Is that bad? They say yes. Okay, then you move on. Okay, are the Protestant religions basically part of Israel worship now, saying Israel's God? Yes. You know, is that wrong? Is that weird? Is Hagee saying Jesus wasn't the Messiah? Is that bad? Okay, boom, move on. Then you explain to Masons, hey, I'm not saying all the Masons are bad. Most of them, up until about 32 degrees, don't even really have an inkling. They're porch Masons or outside Masons. You go to them and say, yeah, the Founding Fathers were Masons. Yeah, they were good guys. And later they found out when they got into higher levels that it had been, they thought it had been taken over. It really had always been that way.
Exactly.
And they wrote about it. And so you can be like George Washington, who woke up. And then they wake up. But if you say, you dirty Masons all drink blood, they will say, well, I'm not into that, so it's not true. And then they think you're a liar.
That's fact. And
I mean, do you understand why I'm saying this is so important? Because this is the only way to attack the New World Order.
Definitely. And I've had many conversations with lower level Masons, and they find it hard to believe what's going on, really. And I'll get my books out from Albert Pike and all the rest of them, and I'll do the quotations.
Tell you what, I got to be fair to other callers, but I want to give you 2 minutes on the other side. Harry, because I don't want to go to Jason and others that have been holding, because I want people to hear this. I've had discussions with Masons as well. And if you approach it without having a bunch of tribalism involved, and rationally, you can wake them up. If you don't, you're going to fail.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on the line.
This just in.
Road when a car goes by.
It's going to be a 5-hour radio show today. I've just decided to go to 2 hours extra. Now, I'm not going to do that every day. You know why I decided to do it? National British Radio is calling me at 3:10 Central, about 10 minutes after I'd be off air today. We've added the fourth hour. And I'm on till right at the end of that hour. So I thought, why not just do a simulcast? I'm already going to be in here in studio on the headset. And maybe when I do other interviews now, when I'm here at the office and it's on ISDN or even phone, maybe I'll patch it in and just randomly pop in with live transmissions. Because I'm always doing radio interviews anyways. You know, when you think my 4 hours is over, oh, no, it's just beginning here. So when I'm on the radio in South Africa or Australia, or Germany, or Japan, or England, or Mexico. That's the answer. We'll start when we can, firing it up. So there isn't a whole other hour coming up. By the way, I took probably, 20 calls in that hour yesterday? I take a lot. For some reason, I'm in the habit of not taking calls on this show, and then on the other one, I can just take them. Or maybe it's because they're in my control panel and I see them all. But that is coming up. And there's video of all this. If you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you can see the archives of these, of the fourth hour every day. or the fifth hour some days. You can also listen to the audio archive of it. You can watch it live. There's a document cam, a video feed, so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about a minute to sign up. It's $5.95 a month for a trial membership. Or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free today. Now, I haven't plugged sponsors today. I'm going to plug sponsors. Then I'm going to just end the show taking your calls, the official three-hour transmission on Genesis. And then I'm going to go into overtime with the fourth hour, and then we're going to go into super sudden death overtime into a fifth hour of radio. Ha-ha! I like it! Maybe I'll go to 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Maybe I'll just filibuster. You know, I could go for the Guinness Book of World Records filibuster. I think in Congress it's like 3 days. I could do a radio filibuster. And how do you want to bet I wouldn't lean on the callers? You know, most talk show hosts can't even do an hour. They got to lean on callers. Not me. I'm the mouth from the south, as they say. Okay, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. First off, I want to tell you about the fine folks at Inner Food. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can link through on the banner to Inner Health Botanicals and get 10% off by going to that Alex Jones subpage. They have all the products there, the healthy coffees, the healthy cocos, their original Inner Food, the 20 superfoods, raw, unpasteurized superfoods. So you get full absorption of the vitamins. This is the one way to really take your mainline vitamins and nutrients and minerals and trace elements and ring structures and things like that. ENERfood.com or give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you for the 10% off. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. People run out of it here at the office, and they'll come over to somebody else's stash and try to hit them up for it. Hey, Derek was in there the other day over to Rob going, hey, give me some of your Inner Food, man. I ran out. You can also buy it at places like Brave New Books here in Austin, Texas. But if you buy in bulk, you get an additional 20% off on top of the 10% off. So 1-866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. And then, of course, there is also Aloe Ease from the folks at New Vitality, Aloe Vera. I was listening to Dr. Dean Adele, who hates vitamins and nutrients and minerals this weekend, and heard him saying Aloe Vera does clean out your guts. Wow, even Dr. Dean has to admit that. New Vitality, Aloe Ease colon cleanse, really flushes, detoxes. That's one of the biggest areas where these toxins and stuff builds up. I don't want to get into details. I'm sure you know about it. But 800-569-4056, 800-569-4056. They also have the great Super Beta Prostate Formula, well-known to shrink and give you better prostate health, 800-569-4056. And last but not least, eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct is the longest continually operating affordable foods company in the nation. I don't know if we're going to have martial law. They're just geared up for it. I don't know if we're going to have food shortages, even though they've started, and rationing has started of certain key things. Rationing to the factories, that is, just certain things you won't be on the shelves. There'll still be other foods. I'm not saying we're all going to be starving in the streets, but the prices are exploding. Depression could come. It certainly could happen. I don't know. It's just smart to... I'll tell you this. I got like 5 years of food, okay? That's not really true. I guess if I got five people in my family now, I've got about 2 years' supply. Got to get more. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Harry in Mississippi about waking up Masons. Go ahead and finish up.
I'll make it real short. It just bothers me that that these people are in the dark. They need to open their eyes and see what the heck they're belonging to and what's going on for thousands of years, and the part that they're being played, they're nothing but they're puppets, and they're being used. And that's the bottom line. And I know some great people belonging to the Masonic Order, and I know some that I wouldn't give them a drop of water if they were dying of thirst. And that's just about it. America's got to wake up and find out who the heck is running this country, and it sure the heck isn't us.
Look, let's just make it real simple, and I appreciate your fine points, Harry. It's a gang, especially in small towns. They give each other business. If one of them gets caught doing something wrong and it's the guy from the Mason Hall. The cop lets him go when he's totally drunk. But the rest of us, they don't. And I've told the story of my dad's great uncle, who I got to know, but he died when I was five. Uncle Houston, who'd run speakeasies in Houston and run away from home when he was 13, been on a steamship around the world, come back. You know, was a rough guy, run speakeasies, you know, all over Houston. Guys tried to rob him. He killed two of them. They still had him up on charges. He flashed the Mason in distress sign. And the old Masonic orders would be that, well, if they were going to have a Masonic trial, and if he really wasn't innocent, they would slit his throat. But see, that isn't really enforced. And the judge let him off. Just, oh, everything's dismissed because he flashed the Mason in distress. And you can get that in a book. The problem is you flash that and you're not really a Mason, they do tend to track you down and kill you. But see, the lower Masons don't know that. It's the higher orders that do that. And it's come out in the BBC, London Telegraph, the Scotsman, that basically 99% of the barristers, the judges are Masons. They can do no wrong. So it's like thousand-year-old Crip or Blood gangs. You know, I'm sure they'll be in big mansions if they didn't fall apart and be having secret handshakes. You know, that's what Skull and Bones is. There was an anti-Masonic party under John Quincy Adams. They banned it. They ran Masons out because they'd been caught killing a bunch of people who'd been Masons and blown the whistle. They were trying to take the government back over for themselves, and they banned Masons and ran them out of the country. And then the German and British got real mad. The British East India Company, with opium money, this is in the encyclopedia, founded with opium money the Skull and Bones. In all of that stuff, you know, they say, oh, well, our first level mock human sacrifices of Hiram Abiff, and we simulate his killing and then his resurrection and all this stuff. But when you get up in the higher levels, it is just, you know, then it's black magic. And then above that, it's worshiping angels. And, you know, it's worshiping, you know, lower level before that, it's worshiping goddesses and gods. And, you know, Diana, Eulogia. And that's how these occult things work. They then incorporate all sorts of other things. I mean, they'll have... I didn't see it while I was there inside Bohemian Grove, because it's a 2,700-acre redwood grove. And I was in the gorge. I probably saw 300, 400 acres. And that's walking, trying not to be talked to, having security ask me questions. We finally got behind it's all on video, it's in the film. We finally kind of got to a deserted camp and just sat there on a bench behind some bushes till the sun went down. We went and got the ritual on tape and got out of there. People say, well, in the grove, you published on your website a photo of some Catholic saint, and you didn't talk about that, but I learned about it on your website when you got their annals and scanned a bunch of pages in. You're covering it up. It's on your website. And I'm like, and you're covering it up. You have Daniel Estulin saying the Vatican's involved at the highest levels with the black nobility and the New World Order, but it's on your website. But you covered it up. You're involved in it. And again, it isn't about defending me. I don't care when people attack me. It's painful that they mean well. They really believe what they're saying, and they really think they've caught the bad guy. And it never makes any sense. I'm going to talk more about that in the fourth hour. I have no idea what I'll talk about in the fifth hour today when I'm on National British Radio. Yesterday, I went for an hour and 24 minutes extra. I did 4 hours, 24 minutes yesterday. And I guess today I'm going to do 5 hours. I love it. And I'm not going to do the interview if the Brits don't let me simulcast it. I'm sure they will. They'd be stupid if they didn't, but it'll be me interviewing them, them interviewing me. Because I'm doing 5 hours today. I could go a couple more hours, I guess. Okay, I need to shut up. I got a lot of news, a lot of stuff to cover. I need to get geared up for the next hour, all fired up for that. And I said I'd be taking your calls right now, and I'm not. Oh, by the way, next hour, if folks want to call in, the phone number for you to call in is 512-646-5400. And I'm just going to start the show with 20 phone calls in a row. And I actually did that yesterday. 512-646-5400. 1-800-520-5400. Most of you got unlimited long distance. We'll have a 1-800 number for you soon, but it'll probably just be the network number. Who knows? 1-800-646-5400. T-minus 15 minutes until transmission of Hour 4 and video feed if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Right now in the document feed, I have a barbecue sandwich laying there. That is the document of the day. Oh, man. Jason, you're just an unbelievable trooper in Arizona. You're on the air. You get a gold star.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to make a comment about Barack Obama. I've heard you say a couple of times in the last month or so that you know, Barack Obama is the best of the worst. But
I'm not voting for him. I'm saying he doesn't have a bunch of murders under his belt. He isn't like the Clintons. I mean, I hate the Clintons. I know they're wicked. They have become older and eviler. And I was saying that, and I'm not interrupting, I'm trying to be clear on what I'm saying here. And when we know that John McCain is totally evil, so I'm saying he's got evil people behind him. Go ahead.
Absolutely, I know you feel that way. I just wanted to make the one quick correction. You said a couple of times that at least Barack Obama voted against the war. Actually, Barack Obama didn't get elected to the Senate until 2004. So,
he did vote against funding when all the rest of them did vote for it.
Well, he did, but that's sort of a vote of no consequence because he knows it's going to pass anyway. So I think the media has spun him as the anti-war candidate, and it's interesting that MSNBC really seems to be the Barack Obama station, and it's pretty clear that, you know,
well, that's because they know he's hot and has a lot of charisma, and so they're pushing him.
Absolutely, and I think the other element to that is that they're owned by General Electric, and Barack Obama gets more money from the nuclear industry than any of the other candidates. And I think
that's right. He's promised to give them hundreds of billions. Great points. Anything else?
No, I enjoy your show. I'm a first-time caller, and I'll let someone else get on. I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks.
Well, you don't normally have to hold an hour to get on. I've just been out of control today.
It's my pleasure to be on your show, and it's really a privilege. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure to take your call, sir. Let's talk to Kevin in Montana. You're on the air, Kev.
Hello.
Hello, Admiral.
Sir Alejandro, my name is Kevin. I'm calling from Minnesota, the state of where Jesse Ventura...
Okay, Minnesota. I thought I had Montana. Go ahead.
No, and the reason why I'm calling is that I'm a veteran with the alleged Gulf War illness. After learning about the atrocities that they used me as a guinea pig, I started bringing forth and trying to inform the general public about Gulf War illness. And at the time, Jesse Ventura was doing a radio station, and this was just before he went into being the mayor of Brooklyn Park. He made a couple comments about Gulf War illness. I used it as an opportunity to get him numerous amount of information and videos pertaining to Gulf War illness. He said, yeah, I was in the military. We had Agent Orange. He never was a Navy SEAL. He trained with the Navy SEALs, so that's a false statement that he claimed.
Because a neocon website says that?
No, I'm just saying that from finding that information.
No, that was actually investigated by national television, and that's not true. He was first in the Underwater Demolition Corps, and then he was in the Navy SEALs.
Well, that's the training with Navy SEALs is the Underwater Demolition Corps.
No, he was first in that. Do you have any points to make, sir? Are you just going to talk about Jesse Ventura? That's fine if you want to.
Okay, well, I used that as an opportunity to give him a bunch of information pertaining Gulf War illness. He said, yeah, he's on board and stuff. So, when he became governor, I asked him also what he was going to do for the Minnesota veterans that have Gulf War illness. And then I got to the point of where I rode my wheelchair across the state of Minnesota because of Gulf War illness and trying to bring awareness, where I gave him numerous letters, certified letters. He promised me that he would meet me at the end of my ride. It took me 11 days of over 15 hours a day to ride my wheelchair across the state of Minnesota. When I got there at the Capitol, he didn't have the gumption even to send any representatives from his office. Jesse Ventura is a snake in the grass. When the people of Brooklyn Park got him in there, they were waiting to get him out. He lied to the people. He lied to the college students, claiming all of these promises, and that it never did anything. When he was on
his show, and I appreciate your call. I'm really sorry that he didn't meet you outside, and I'm really sorry that he didn't give you enough attention. And I have no doubt that Jesse Ventura isn't perfect, and I don't completely trust him either. All I've tried to do is help the Gulf War veterans and have guests on to expose it and done everything I can in my own meager way. You know, I have given tens of thousands of dollars quietly to the 9/11 victims. I haven't really talked about that, but I think I might just go ahead and do it. Because then I get these idiot emails about, why don't you help the 9/11 people? And then even after I've given some of the victims money, they still gripe and complain and kind of have this, I'm owed something. Look, I didn't do anything to you. And Jesse Ventura, I'll never forget, a lady got really mad at me once when Jeb Bush was governor. I get this really mad email, and she says, you didn't email me back, but Governor Bush did. And then she even called the show, and I said, ma'am, that isn't really from the governor. That's someone saying they're from the governor. She said, no, it's him, and you didn't email me back. Do you know what it's like to be busy? I mean, you know, I'm sure he got covered up. That's just not fair to say he's all these bad things because he didn't meet you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Scheik with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenck with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
I'm Dr. Bill Diggle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
We're only 7 minutes away.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
From hour number four.
The woman and the stallion.
And then hour number five as I simulcast on national
and the sun is gonna burn into
English radio.
Before we ever pass this way.
They're only alive once. Might as well hit them as hard as you can.
And we're gonna ride.
And you're welcome to call in the next hour and the hour after that at 512-646-5400.
Ride like the one I ride with the devil.
going right to your calls after a five-minute video intro as PrisonPlanet.tv members watch on the video cam. Go to the main page, click through, put in your access code, and you're in. Or everybody can listen on the streams at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio, then Stan and Susan. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. It's hard this time of year not to think about our dear departed friend, Mr. Aaron Russo, especially during tax time. I had one quick question about him. Is his website still up, the freedomtofashion.com?
Well, have you checked it? Yeah, it's up. I was on there like a week ago.
Okay, I had no way of checking it. So I just
and then, of course, it came out there was some in the L.A. Times and New York Times, a murder plot against him with Pelicano, the famous private investigator. Did you see that?
No, sir, I did not.
Yeah, you know what, Nate? I never even really talked about that. I'm going to cover that next hour, Charlton Heston's pro-gun stances, some Charlton Heston clips I haven't gotten to. Also, Israel's top rabbi says that Jews are worth 1,000, one Jew is worth 1,000 people. That's what Nazis said, and I really have to decry that racism, but it is being decried by Israeli papers, so that's a good thing. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, real quick. What did you think of that Absolute Vodka ad with the Azatlan picture?
We did cover it, and they've now apologized, and they said, look, our marketing shows that's what the majority of people in Mexico think, and it's real popular down there. And they said in England they ran an ad showing the 13 colonies being part of England again. So it's just, you know, they're just advertising to what their market is, which is a big wake-up call to people.
I'll never, you know, to those occasionally that responsibly have a cocktail, I used to have an Absolute and OJ. Never again.
Well, I'm a teetotaler, at least for now, so won't be a problem. But I'd actually do like vodka, and I guarantee I'll never. I won't be at some party 2 years from now and have one drink. I'll say, is this Absolute vodka? No, I'm not drinking it.
Yep.
But it's better not to drink anyways. Hey,
take
good
care,
to hear
Al.
From you, my friend. Listen, I don't want to be rude to Stan and Susan. If you'll call in, I'll go to you first at 512-646-5400, because I don't want to be, John, will you give them that number and have them call that right now? I'll go to them right when we come out of break, immediately, at 512-646-5400, because when we start the fourth hour, I don't want to cheat you out of time right now with like 2 minutes left. I want to be able to give you time, and we're going to give you time, and then I'm going to, since they held so long, I'm going to go to give them a while, and then I'm going to blast through all the other callers. Just call after call after call after call when we start this hour. And we're turning the phone system on right now, so you can call 512-646-5400. Now, let me explain how this works. There's only one place to get the show. In a few weeks, it's going to be on Genesis, on the satellite, shortwave, all of it. Oh, I forgot they had to call and get shortwave for it. But we'll get on that now. During the five-minute break we're about to have, we're going to play a video clip. And then we'll come back and go to your calls. I'm going to call and make sure we get that hour shortwave for you. Shortwave listeners, we're thinking about you. And then, of course, we'll be up on the satellite soon for our AM&FM affiliates who are chomping at the bit. And we're thankful for that. Pick up the show. But the internet feed is available and free to everyone. The audio at InfoWars.com right now. We'll switch over in 1 minute. At PrisonPlanet.tv, you can get the video feed, the document feed, all the interaction in here in studio, two cameras shoot on me, the video, all of it, right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Are you worried about your credit card debt, sky-high interest rates,